This is KLCC News. I'm Desmond O'Boyle. Oregon is preparing for the economic impact of legal recreational marijuana. Projected tax revenue, competition with the medical cannabis industry, and consumer usage are all components of the economic landscape ahead. With potential millions at stake, business entrepreneurs and investors are poised to enter the experimental market. California-based ArcView Group researches the recreational marijuana industry. I spoke with CEO Troy Dayton about what Oregonians could expect from a legal cannabis economy. Based on the results and data from Washington and Colorado's legalization efforts, how is Oregon expected to measure up?
I think there are some great lessons there that I think were included in sort of the drafting of Oregon. And so one of the things Oregon has done is it's got a lower tax rate than they do in Washington. A challenge in Oregon, though, is that Oregon has a very, very vibrant growing community, and it also have a lot of cannabis coming from Northern California. And so that's going to put some pressure on pricing, which could lower tax revenues because in order to compete with the black market, the price may need to be much lower than it is in other places.
You refer to competition creating price pressure on Oregon stores. Can you elaborate on that?
There's competition within the legal market, and then there's competition with the medical market, and then there's also competition with the criminal market. Oregon has a lot of underground cannabis as well as a pretty vibrant medical model, and so these adult retail stores will be competing with them. They'll also be competing with stores in Washington and then soon California if California is successful in 2016. And so there is going to be some competition even among the regulatory models in the different states. So there's a lot of areas going at it. But if you look at adult use sales, what we find is in Colorado and Washington is that for the most part, people are willing to pay the additional prices to be able to go to a store and to be able to have a wide range of products without any of the hassle.
How difficult is it to gauge marijuana use in Oregon?
It's really hard. It's really, really difficult to figure out that aspect of it. In terms of how you can look at the amount of cannabis consumed per customer, you can look at various use studies, and you can also look at various demand studies to figure out what that is. And so I think that the challenge is that they're, you know, people aren't necessarily honest about their cannabis use, right, when they're doing these surveys and stuff. And so, you know, you have to make some educated guesses about what that is based on what seems reasonable, based on what gets reported from stores about how much people are buying, what they're consuming.
I'm speaking with Troy Dayton, CEO of ArcView Market Research Group. Troy, can you talk about the need for data on cannabis legalization and the difficulty to compile information on such a new and experimental industry?
Well, one of the biggest challenges, and also one of the things that makes it so exciting, is that you have a lot of microeconomies around this because each state has different rules and there's no interstate commerce, at least when it comes to the plant itself. And then you also have this competing underground market, which doesn't have nearly the same restrictions to it, because really there's, you know, 20-some different economies to look at, and they're all incredibly different. The regulatory models are very, very different. So each regulatory model yields different results in terms of how you predict the growth of that market in that state. And then there is this other question of policy. It's not just about what the current regulations are, but you need to plan out and imagine into and predict how those regulations will evolve as political opinion changes and as the regulatory trends shift across the country. There's just so much going into it, and it's rapidly moving. I mean, 3 months in this industry is like 7 years in any other industry. And in any new industry, look, investors are looking to reduce their risk. Entrepreneurs are looking to reduce their risk. Well, one of the ways you do that is through knowledge. And so the more knowledge people have, the better decisions they're able to make, and the more willing they are to take some of the other risks of business when they really understand them clearly.
Troy Dayton is CEO of California-based ArcView Market Research Group. The next edition of their report on legal cannabis in Oregon will be published in January. A link is available on our website, klcc.org. For KLCC News, I'm Desmond O'Boyle.